This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Campaigning for the seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha elections has reached its last leg, as only 2 days are left for canvassing. Voting in this phase will be held for 57 parliamentary constituencies across 7 states and a union territory on the 1st of June. A total of 904 candidates are in the fray in this phase. In Odisha, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi is set to address 3 election rallies in the state today. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge is also scheduled to campaign in Odisha today. In Bihar, senior BJP leader and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will hold 3 election rallies in Ara, Buxar and Patna Sahib Lok Sabha constituencies. RJD Chief Lalu Prasad will campaign in different parts of Pataliputra parliamentary constituency in support of his daughter and the RJD candidate. RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav will hold public meetings in Sasaram, Karakat, Buxar and Pataliputra parliamentary constituencies. In Uttar Pradesh, Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah will address 4 rallies in Uttar Pradesh. Today, he will be in Maharajganj, Devariya, Balia, Sonbhadra and Ghazipur. Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh Yogi Adityanath will campaign in Kushinagar, Devariya and Gorakhpur. On the other hand, Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav will campaign for party candidate in Dudhi Assembly constituency. He will later address rallies in Robertsganj and Mirzapur Lok Sabha constituencies as well. In Bihar, senior BJP leader and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will hold 3 election rallies in Ara, Buxar and Patna Sahib Lok Sabha constituencies. The Supreme Court today rejected Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's plea for 7-day extension of his interim bail by which he was to go back to Tihar jail on June the 2nd. Refusing to accept Kejriwal's request, the top court said, since he has been given the liberty to move trial court for regular bail, the plea is not maintainable. Delhi Chief Minister had got interim bail from Justices Sanjeev Khanna and Dipankar Datta on the 10th of this month and was asked to surrender to Tihar Jail on June the 2nd. The bench had on May 17 reserved verdict on Kejriwal's challenge to the validity of his arrest by the ED in a PMLA case linked to the Delhi liquor scam. Refusing to accept the application, the apex court said that since the verdict is already reserved on challenge to arrest, Kejriwal's plea for extension of interim bail has no relation to the main petition. State Bank of India, SBI, yesterday released a report anticipating India's GDP growth at 7.4% in the fourth quarter of the financial year 2023-24, while the overall growth could touch 8%. The report released by SBI's Economic Research Department highlights the potential impact of global economic resilience on India's growth trajectory. The report identifies a consistent growth trend across both urban and rural sectors in India. Urban economic momentum is indicated by strong performance in passenger vehicle sales, airport passenger traffic, GST collections, credit card transactions, petroleum consumption, and toll collection. Women voters have outnumbered men by 3% in the sixth phase of the Lok Sabha elections. This was disclosed by the Election Commission yesterday. The poll panel released the absolute number of voters who voted in the sixth phase of Lok Sabha poll, which was held on Saturday. According to the report, 64.95% of eligible female voters exercised their franchise compared to 61.95% of eligible male voters. Moreover, the turnout among the third gender was recorded at 18.67%, indicating a diverse engagement in the electoral process. Women's participation was higher than men in Bihar, Jharkhand, Ladakh, Odisha and Uttar Pradesh. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that severe heatwave conditions prevailing over northwest and central India are likely to reduce gradually from tomorrow. These conditions are very likely to prevail in Jammu, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Bihar and Odisha till tomorrow. Serbian tennis star Novak Djokovic advanced to the second round of French Open with straight sets victory in Paris last night. He began his French Open title defence with a solid win over Pierre-Hugues Herbert in its opening round match. 37-year-old Djokovic will now face Spaniard Roberto Carvalho Baena in the second round. That is the end of this news bulletin.